The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Miss Robin. We are on the air for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, and we are having a muzzleloader contest, as we have done for the last 10 or 11 years. This is from the fine folks at CVA, and there are a couple simple rules. You call the program, 410 WCBM 680. You wait for Chris to take your name and phone number. It gets put on a big, long list, and at the end of the month, then we will put all the names in a hat and with a corresponding ticket. We'll draw the ticket, and whoever's name comes out of the hat gets a free muzzle loader sent to their home from the fine folks at CVA. CVA. I have one, two, three, four CVAs in my
gun locker?
Yeah, my gun locker. That's what I'll call it. Yep, four of them. I love the new mountain rifle, and I will. Jacob, I think, shot a deer with one last year, if I remember right. Can't say for sure. My grandson, but he likes shooting them too. Let's talk to Camo Preacher in Dundalk. Good morning, Camo Preacher. How are you, Russ?
It's me.
Well, Russ is no longer with us. I guess we'll have to move along to the next caller.
How are you guys? Hello, Robin.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, doing well. Enjoying the show as usual.
Good, good.
I'm just calling. I'd like to get in on the contest.
All right, you're in.
I appreciate it.
There you go. What's going on?
Day,
anything?
Have you been? Well, there's not a lot right now. We are looking towards the next event, which is a good 6-7 months away.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, so we won't really hammer things down until after Christmas.
Sure, understood.
So, but other than that, I'm enjoying trying to enjoy the season, if the weather will just cooperate.
Oh, man, it's been a mess, hasn't it?
I tell you, walking over here this morning, it's 60 degrees, it felt wonderful.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
it's nice.
The past 2 days have been very, very, very nice.
Yep.
I'm going to try to do a revamp. I was supposed to go dove hunting opening day, and it was 102 degrees that
day.
Yeah,
that's no fun. Been there, done that. No fun.
And we're trying to reschedule that, and hopefully that'll be soon.
Well, good. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
In. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's everybody?
Doing good. What's going on in Berlin?
On my way to work, going to drive to Cambridge.
I got it.
Sounds like fun.
Yep, sounds like fun, driving to Cambridge. So, yes, indeed. Wanted to get in on the muzzleloader, did you?
I'd like to be entered, please.
All right. Did Chris get your name and number?
Yes, he did.
All right. Well, that's criteria number one. You call in. Number two, you get your name and number on the list. Number three, you talk to me, and you are in. Done. How about that?
Thank you so much.
Easy, wasn't
it? Good luck. I'd
easy,
like to see somebody from the shore win it.
Easy.
You'd like to see somebody from the shore win it? Well, we need more callers from the shore to win.
Yeah. I listen to you guys when I work the weekends. I listen to you guys on the way to work.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day. Great weekend. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There goes Laura. Hunter Sight-In Day. Baltimore County Game and Fish Association will conduct a hunter sight-in for muzzleloaders on the club grounds at 3400 North Wind Road. That's in Kearney. 3400 North Wind Road. And that's right up where Tackle Box Tim lives, by the way. Saturday, October 13th from 9 to 3. It's $5 per gun. For further information, you call Bob Batchelor at 410-592-9276. That's 592-9276. And if you need that number, I'll be more than glad to give it to you again. Ron in Sykesville. Is this Crabber Ron?
Yes, it is, Alan.
How you doing, bud?
Fine. Hi, Robin. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning.
Did you eat any crabs this year?
Yes.
Yeah. You see your little crab shack down on Ritchie Highways for sale.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The little crab shack you stopped at down on Ritchie Highway, did you see they're out of business for sale?
No.
Yeah.
I get them from this woman up here in Sykes, right across from Cleese Mill Road. I asked her last week, I said, how are you doing with crabs? You having a hard time getting them? She says, no, not really. She said, we got 38 bushel last week.
Yeah.
So she sells them. She advertises in your magazine.
Not anymore. I knew who you're talking about.
Yeah, and
so, we got some awesome crabs this past weekend.
We had some really good crabs. We ate some crabs at Cole's down in Easton. Yeah, so. But, yep, 38 bushels, huh?
Yep. Let me ask you, are they getting many up the bay? Because from what I heard, all that water coming down and from the Conowingo Dam, that cold water coming out of Pennsylvania and New York before all this rain. I wonder if that has affected the water temperature in the upper bay.
Oh, sure it has. Sure it has.
I'm wondering if they're catching any crabs up there.
I'm not sure how they're doing on the upper bay. If we have a listener who might know, they'd be more than glad to call in. But, most of the rivers are still good. Chop Tank, Chester. Where do we get our crabs, Robin?
We had Chop Tank.
Miles River,
we get them up. This time we had Chop Tanks
were good. They were good sweet crabs. So,
they were awesome. Oh.
Yeah, the river systems are still good. I don't know about the main stem of the bay. I don't know how they're doing at the Bay Bridge. There's just so much.
I heard one crabber saying that they're going all the way down to Taylor's
Island?
Yeah, where is that at?
Taylor's Island is...
is that around the Chop Tank?
Well, no, it's straight across the bay from Calvert Cliffs.
Okay.
But it's on the eastern shore side. You get down through Cambridge and get down past Blackwater and go all the way down, I can't remember the route number down there, down through Church Creek on 16 and just keep going straight. You don't turn like you're going to Blackwater or to Hooper's Island, but it's down that way. It's in on the bay side Dorchester County.
We always see beautiful sika deer down there.
Yeah, sika deer. It's full of sika deer, full of crabs. Taylor's Island Family Campground is down there if you'd like to go do a little camping or something. Been doing business with Taylor's Island Campground for Family Campground for probably 30 years.
Oh.
Yeah, good people right on the bay. They used to do the Rockfish Tournament. They used to be one of the headquarters for the Rockfish Tournament out of Taylor's Island Family Campground.
I went fishing for drum down around that way.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah, probably did.
You could walk across the boats from one to the other.
When the drum are in, yeah, they do bait. Man, we haven't seen drum like that in a long time.
Yeah.
We haven't seen fishing like that in a long time.
No. Nope.
All right, Alan.
But you
haven't
been fishing.
That's the problem. Have a good day and put your sunglasses on. Of course, the sun's going to be out today.
Hey, Robin was complaining about the sun yesterday.
I worked for 25 years in the dark. Okay, so when it's nice and overcast, I do pretty well. But my eyes are really sensitive, and that sun was strong yesterday.
Yeah, well, I said I haven't seen it for 2 weeks. What are you complaining about? There it is. Look at that. So, all right, Ron.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. Nice hearing from you.
Have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Crabber Ron. He's been around here for 30 years calling in on the show. And Ron used to get crabs. He used to get crab a lot. He used to get crabs and steam them up. He'd steam a bushel or two up and take some to his dad, who lived across from the post office in Randallstown. And when I worked in Eldersburg, Ron would drop half bushel crabs off for us at work, and I'd just split them up with the folks at work. And nice fella. Very nice fella.
I love talking to him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Crabber Ron. And now he's in the muzzleloader contest, right? 410 WCBM 680. I don't know. They're not going to be able to call in next week, so maybe the message has not spread yet that the muzzleloader contest is on.
When does muzzleloader season start?
It starts somewhere like the 18th. I'd have to look. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 17th, 18th, 19th, 19th, whatever, you know.
So if they want to get one and get lucky and get one before the muzzleloader season starts, no?
Not going to happen because we don't give it away until after the muzzleloader season starts.
Never mind.
Good idea, though. But since we're talking about that, you know.
Well, it's an idea.
It is an idea. It's a great idea.
You can tell how much I hunt.
Correct.
I'm a big old hunter.
Yeah, you are. A bagel hunter? A bagel hunter?
Bagel hunter. Yes, that's what I am. I'm a bagel hunter. I'm a beagle hunter.
Please enter me in the contest. There's John B. All right. You can enter by email, by the way.
Yep.
We will allow that to happen. If you take the time to email me and ask, I'm going to let you in the contest. So John B's in the contest.
Make sure you tell Chris.
I will tell Chris. Yes, indeed. Let's see. Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. How are you?
I'm well.
Hi, Robin.
Good morning.
I tried entering by text, but I guess that didn't work.
Well, not with his phone today.
Not with my phone today. My phone's being charged. Robin let the battery run down last night.
He falls asleep doing something, and that's it.
But it's okay. I'm glad you called in. How you been?
I'm good, buddy. How you guys doing?
Well, you know.
He sounds so happy this morning.
Who?
What's
you.
That?
Me? I'm not happy this morning. I'm tired.
You aren't.
I'm tired.
So I'm ready to go to bed. I've been up all night.
I bet you have. I bet you have.
So. Somebody's got to work the night shift.
Somebody's got to work the night shift, and I applaud the people that are able to do that.
I used to be there with you.
Yeah.
That's true. She did.
You guys have a good weekend.
All right. You're in the contest, Tom?
Yes.
You're in it? Okay.
Yes.
Good deal. Thank you, man. Have a good one. Get some rest.
Thank you.
Here we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Taking a break now. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry. You know we can hear that, right?
What?
You're rattling that bag.
Okay, I'll be quiet. Sorry.
Do I have to start over?
It's going to be a long ride today. You know that, don't you?
For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Hey, guess what? We're going to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got all the fish and tackle you need. They got all the crabbing supplies. Now that the weather's clearing up a little bit, you want to get back out on the bay. Man, if you want to cast to those breaking fish, they've got the bucktails. If you want to troll a little bit, they've got that. You want to chum, they've got the chum. They've got all the live baits and frozen bait that you can use for fishing and crabbing and every piece of equipment that you need to accomplish that. The trot lines, the pots, the traps, and all that. For fishing, they got the rods, the reels, the line. It's, you know, time to put new line on your reel. It's time to do that. All that. Not only that, but everything for hunting, too. They've got banded and scent lock apparel. They've got the Raven crossbows and the Matthews compound bows, the Yeti coolers and the Costa sunglasses, the Remington and Choppa firearms, muzzle loaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA. So why not stop by and see their vast selection of both fishing and hunting gear at Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right off Route 50 on Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners.
Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer here in Baltimore. If you need a nice handgun, they've got the Buckmark line of handguns. These are an auto-loading handgun that you can use for personal protection, home protection, and just plain fun. Target shooting, plinking, and so forth. Now, if you'd like to get into the shotgun world and do some waterfowl hunting, the Maxus shotgun, M-A-X-U-S, is auto-loader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers with the new power drive gas system, and that reduces recoil on your Maxus. Then there's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in mossy oak, shadow grass blades, door-touch camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver just like the old days. It's ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive autoloader shotgun. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. Where can you find Browning? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307. Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, phone number 410-242-6108. Don't forget the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH, 247-FISH is our 24-hour hotline at Clyde's Sports Shop. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind.
That goes to our buddy Stan.
It's a special breed to be a truck driving man. And a steady hand to pull that rope behind.
All right, we got a lot of calls lined up. Let's get right to it. I love that song. I can keep it going forever. And I watched the TV show, too. You don't even remember Moving On, do you? Will and Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who was in it?
Chet Aiken. Or, no, what's his name? Who was in it?
David in Ellicott City. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
No, he's not.
Pretty good.
I'm in trouble.
Just wanted to answer the muzzler contest.
You're in it, David.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mel, Stevensville. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I'm looking forward to the muzzleloader season. I hear you talking about the sneaky deer down in Dorchester County.
Yeah.
I wanted to communicate with the guys down there at Blackwater. Have they said anything about the herd this year? How's the sneaky deer population in that area?
Oh, the sneaky deer population is great. We got plenty of them. You know, I'm a little concerned about this deer study that came out from the University of Delaware that talks about sika deer being an invasive species and their effect on agriculture and all that stuff. The folks in the agriculture business down that way, you know, are looking for any reason to wipe them out, and we don't want to see that happen. Thank God they have a little bit of protection on Blackwater down there. So,
I can't understand why they're even looking at that. You know, they're primarily a marsh critter, and they're a deer that's so much fun to hunt. I hate to see that happen, and I'm sure it draws a lot of money to the local economy.
It does. It does indeed. You're right. So,
but yeah, I hunted it last year. I've been hunting down there probably 15 years, and last year I was disappointed. Saw lots of signs, but I only saw one sika deer, so I was wondering if they're keeping that herd down, or you know, if that herd's dropping a little bit.
You need to move around in the area down there. There's some areas that are heavily hunted, and of course it puts a deer on alert, you know. And so you know, they're nocturnal anyway. So you know, when the mosquitoes are buzzing you and biting you, that's when you'd be on a high lookout for sika deer. But
true.
You know. But, you know, right at the edge of dark and all that, I mean, it's tough to bow hunt when in that situation. I did take one like that one time, and it's a long story. If I have time, I'll get into it. Not a long story, but it's just...
Thing with muzzleloader, early muzzleloader. It's hard to hunt them. It's a whole different kind of hunt.
It is, And then if you shoot one at the edge of dark, and you got that black powder smoke coming, you know, that smoke coming out, and your vision's obscured. Which way did he go, you know?
So. Yep. But one last thing I wanted to touch on. I'm sure you know the hunt coordinator, Alan.
I do, yes.
You know, I heard this year that this is his last year.
It is.
Hunt.
Yes.
And, that worries me a little bit because now the feds take it over.
Well, I don't think you really have to worry about that because Marcia Pradine's down there. She's been on the air here. She's a very experienced hunter, and she's got her thumb on that. She's top notch as far as directors of Blackwater, as far as I'm concerned. So I don't think you're going to have to worry about the hunting program in Blackwater.
No, because she loves to hunt too.
Yep, and they're having a mentored deer hunt down there, National Wild Turkey Federation, DNR. If nobody's ever hunted before, they are taking people with mentors on a deer hunt this coming month, so it's going to be fun to watch. Yeah.
That's what it sounds. Yep. Sounds good. I'm glad you're keeping things moving down.
Indeed. Thanks for the call, Mel.
Yes, good talking to you. Have a good day.
You too. See you, buddy. There goes Mel and Bob in Pikesville. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Well, thank you. How can we help you?
Okay, actually, I'm calling up to enter into the muzzleloader contest.
Good. You're in.
And I would like to, if I possibly, I had an accident several years ago falling out of a tree stand, but fortunately survived it, so I just become an absolute safety advocate to telling everybody.
Hey, Bob.
Safety harness and a cell phone.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
Email me. I want to interview you for the Hunting Quarterly about your fall.
Okay.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com if you're up for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a safety advocate, what better way to get your story out there than to reach thousands of other hunters?
I spent almost 3 weeks in shock trauma and out of work for a year, and just one of the very few people that actually survived and resumed my life again, but I was like one out of...
Yeah.
Trust me, you know, nobody wants to go through that, plus what I put my family and friends through doing it.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay, I'm on my way to work. I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bob. See ya. There he goes. Stan in Baltimore.
I heard my theme song playing at the beginning of the break. I better call in.
I'll send it out
to you.
What was that?
Well, you want to talk about karma. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Sounds it's just one of those days.
Yeah.
Good morning, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Yep. Yeah, say good morning to Chris, too. He's struggling there this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
There
morning,
you go.
Good morning, Stan.
I just wanted to enter the muzzleloader contest.
You're in it. You're in it.
Okay, good. And I had to stop and feed this little wayward cat that's in one of our petroleum terminals here.
Okay.
Seems to want to take care. Apparently, they worked on there. Got one ear clipped, so someone's been around. But
oh, wow. Okay, a little feral cat.
It takes about a half hour out of my day because I got to go off or out to feed his little buns. But,
oh, that's cool, though.
That's nice. Big, tough truck driver feeding a little cat.
I love it.
Huh?
I love it.
I've had nothing but strays, you know, all my life. They can see the sign on my head that says, like, I'm going to use the S word. Now, I want full dummy, you know.
Yeah, I got it.
We got this one, and then it shows up at the door.
I hear you.
Wow, look what I got.
Yeah, I love it.
I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble.
I'm deathly allergic, but I love cats.
Yep.
Anyway, it's just a real busy day. I wanted to call in the beginning. I had a few things in mind, but right now I'm so far behind schedule and people are waiting on their loads.
Well, you better get rolling, brother.
And I got to do what I got to do, but I heard Miss Robin say something about you need somebody to do some long-distance driving or something.
No, I'm the one that's going to be doing the long distance driving. We're going to be in Gatlinburg by tomorrow, so we're going to be happy about that. So.
Okay, well, if you leave work and come down the Beltway, watch for me going up Wilkins Avenue Hill. My next load, I got to load this thing and going out to Frederick. So I don't even know what color your pickup truck is.
We're in a very hard to identify little black SUV Chevy. So you know it's going to be very difficult.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I get it.
Something goes wrong, and they say, can you tell me what kind of car it is? Today, they all look the same.
They all look exactly
alike.
They
do.
They're all, you line them up in the parking lot, you can't tell which one's from which.
So. Trooper, I have no clue.
Right.
Anyway,
thanks, Dan.
Y'all take care and be very careful. We're listening.
We'll wave at you.
Keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down there, buddy.
I'm going to try like I'll get out.
All right. See you later.
Y'all take care now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bill Westminster, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan and Miss Robin. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Yeah. Hey, this is Bill from Westminster.
Yep, I got that. How you doing, Bill?
Good, good. Hey, get ready to go downstairs and work on the knife for EW.
Oh, good. He was at our summit meeting the other day.
Yeah. I was thinking it was going to be on your show today. I don't know why I thought that, but I was hoping.
He was on a couple weeks ago, so.
Yeah. He said is he scheduled to come on again? Is that what I heard?
Maybe. I think he's probably going to come on here closer to deer season. Yep. So.
Yep. Have you you been out?
One time went out for sick of deer. One Friday afternoon, got in stand about 4:45 and stayed till dark. Saw two sick of deer. One at 15 yards for an hour. A little button buck who was in no danger, and about two dozen wood ducks and a raccoon.
Oh, my. Well,
yeah, but I bet it was a wonderful time watching the wood ducks carry on. I mean, I was taking videos and all kinds of stuff, so it was a lot of fun. So.
Well, that's always a good time.
And at the end of the day, the sick of deer laid down on the platform beside the feeder, and I climbed all the way out of the stand and got on the ground, and he was still there. And then he became alarmed. They're very cool animal with their vocalization, and he was yipping at me the whole time I was climbing down out of the ladder. It was kind of fun.
Oh, my. Never hunted sicker, but
yep,
do it.
Yep. Well, they're good eating, that's for sure.
Yeah. Heading to Howard County here in a couple minutes to cut firewood. So
I got it
today. Yeah, gotta get it done.
Well, enjoy yourself, okay?
All right, boy.
Have
All right,
a great
Bill.
Day.
Thanks again. See you, man.
Goodbye.
Bye bye. Jim in Middle River. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, where you been?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I entered that muzzleloader contest, but I did have a question for you. I don't know if you're
okay
or not.
All right.
I heard that, this is what you've been from when I was a kid, when we have a wet summer, the acorns and walnuts and all that kind of stuff are more... did you say phosphorus or
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Okay, so I guess we're going to need hard hats this year.
Going to need hard hats. And not only that, I would be hunting those oak ridges for deer right now. If you're out there
really?
Bow hunting. Oh, my.
Because they're all soft and everything?
Well, no. The number one food source for white-tailed deer in the fall is white acorns, white oak acorns, okay? They're the highest. They've got the highest protein, the highest fat content, and that adds the weight to them for the long and difficult breeding season. So this is their major time to feed up when the acorns start falling. So now for the next month or more, I would be hunting those oak flats.
Gotcha. Well, see, I didn't know that. I kind of like more at the end of the season, like, you know, when after the corn's down, the soybeans down.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's when I would really hit that area.
Yeah, well, you're about 2 months too late at that point.
Gotcha. So. Well, I haven't been out yet this year. This is my last Saturday of working on Saturdays.
Got it.
But on Sunday, you know, when we can hunt, you know, in different counties that you can hunt on Sunday.
Right.
I'm just 2 feet from Saturday.
Sure,
but
I got it.
I tell you what, though, from this last Saturday, I'm in there.
Got it.
I'm in it to get it.
In it to win it, huh? All right,
that's
buddy.
It.
Thanks for the
all
call,
right,
Jim. All right,
bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-oh. Jim and Glendon. I just cut that caller off. Jim and Glendon, how are you?
Great. Good morning. I got a couple backyard questions for you.
All right. Do my best.
I have been invaded by a herd of deer.
Okay.
There's no hunting in my area. I'm in a residential area. What can I put in my backyard to try to repel them? Like something, I don't want to say chemicals or anything. Any natural things I could do? Like I heard human hair repels deer. Is that true?
Maybe for about 15 minutes.
Do you have any thoughts on what I could put around my yard?
There are some commercial applications that repel deer. Most of them are made from rotten eggs.
Hmm.
So if you go to your local garden shop and you want to spray something, you can do that. But make sure you read the ingredients. If it says reconstituted eggs or something about eggs, that's certainly not a chemical. It's a natural ingredient, but you have to keep reapplying it. They're repelled. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're repelled by that. Or you could just, get a mountain lion or something like that for the backyard. That would help.
I used to have a dog, but don't have a dog. Hey, I got another backyard question for you. I've got a squirrel. It's a big squirrel, and it looks different from all the other squirrels. Instead of having white on the bottom, it has this, like, golden brown tan. Are there different types of squirrels in this area? Or
yeah, there are. Probably an eastern fox squirrel. If you want to Google eastern fox squirrel and see if that's what it is, that's probably what you've got.
It's a very nice-looking animal, which is different.
Yeah, it's got a brownish pelt with a golden... You probably got an eastern fox squirrel. F-O-X.
Hmm? Thank you for the information.
You got it. Enjoy it, Jim.
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. Mike in Georgia. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. What part of Georgia?
Alonia. Eastern Shore.
Alonia.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to just, you know, register for the muzzleloader contest.
Okay. You're in it.
Nice to have somebody from Georgia listening.
Yeah, you listen online or on the app?
I listen on the phone, online.
No, I got it. Sure. Good.
And just to give you some tips about Gatlinburg, it's a beautiful city, and it's beautiful country getting up in there, but it's bear country. You got to watch out for the bears sometimes.
I think they promote the fact that it's bear country.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing one. I don't want one breaking into my car because we left some food in it.
Well,
yeah,
that...
I know the motel we stayed at, they had cages over the trash cans. Bolted down.
Yep.
Padlocks on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they weren't in. Another little tip of this, right up in Pigeon Forge, I'm sure you've seen, you know, Dollywood.
Heard of it, yep. We're probably going to check that out. Pigeon Forge, Sevierville, and other places down there, so.
And there's a little forging place there. The guy that was on that show, Forged in Fire.
Yeah.
He has one. It's just right, I don't know where it's at, but it's not that far up the road.
I'd like to see that.
Blacksmith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the blacksmith. Yeah, and they actually have classes. You can go in there and forge something real quick.
Nice.
That's really cool. Thanks for telling us about that. I look forward to it.
Yeah. All righty. Have a safe trip.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Love good, the tips.
Good luck to you. Appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Wow. Muzzleloader contest got a little popular there all of a sudden, didn't it? Larry emailed in. He wanted to be in the contest, and we're going to need his phone number. If you're going to enter the contest, we need your phone number on your email. He's on the youth deer hunt at Eastern Neck Island.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and Marsh is also in charge of that.
Right.
Yeah, so.
She is a wonderful woman for Blackwater.
Oh,
it
she's
really
great.
Is.
Yep. So, very good. All right.
Larry, we'll get you in. Just send us your phone number.
Yep. I'm emailing him right now. We got somebody online. Emmett, ready to go? Emmett, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing this morning, Alan?
Doing well.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, you had one of the men from our church call you, a camo preacher, so.
Oh, yeah, camo called earlier, yep.
Yeah, Alan, I just wanted to enter the contest, but then also I wanted to give a shout-out for the people at Farmers Feeding the Hungry.
Yep.
Because we used their venison for feeding homeless downtown, and we're back on their list again this year, so.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they, so I just want to, you know, people keep in mind that program, and then if they ever have donations sent to them, we give money to them each year, but I tell you what, the meat you get for the price for what we give is quite a deal.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, it is a good program. It's a shame that there's no more public money from DNR available to them. They cut that program off in 2017 with a final contribution to $25,000. It had gone from $248,000 under O'Malley down to $180,000, down to $70,000, down to $50,000, down to $25,000. The number just kept shrinking every year.
It's really sad because that could be so well utilized.
Indeed, and the last several years, the Hunting Coalition has been instrumental in obtaining any public money from the state of Maryland to be donated to FHFH. Bill Miles, our advocate, is he's a champion of their cause, and you know he was the one that pressed the O'Malley administration to make it a budget item, which they did, and it shrank over a period of time, as I mentioned, how the declining dollars went in. And in 2017, they received a letter from the Secretary of DNR that said this will be their final contribution to $25,000. So at that point, all public funding was done in Maryland. However, hunting license dollars to the tune of $480,000 ballpark go to supplement and administer the crop damage permit program here in Maryland. Did you know that your hunting license dollars go to pay for crop damage permit?
No, I did not.
Now you do.
That'd be nice for that to go to the.
That'd be nice
for FHFH.
Yeah,
that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, so I mean, if they're DNR is crying, there's a shortfall for for their budget initiatives and things that they need to do to manage wildlife here in Maryland. There's a $500,000 that they could apply if they stop using hunter's dollars to pay for deer management permit.
They're using your dollars to kill deer that you all don't get a chance to hunt.
Exactly.
I didn't know that, but like I say, we're thankful to be part of that program.
Oh, that's a great program, sure.
It helps our budget, but then again, like you say, in 2017,
yeah,
we started sending money at least twice a year to them.
That's a good plan. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Did you? I missed that part. Did you tell them that we do that through our other...
Through Bucks, Bears, and Stags.
Yeah,
Bucks, Bears, and Stags. We donate to them as well. We have a couple of charities and nonprofits that we do when people enter their deer. We use some of their entry fee to go to FHFH, Maryland Hunting Coalition, Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, because, you know, we know that Maryland needs a record book, but we know we also have to be a part of giving it back too. So
we do. We also give some of that deer meat like to our church, like they go out on visitation, but we've had people come in from other religious backgrounds who need food.
Sure.
And because of their beliefs, they're kind of restricted type of meat we can give them, but they can always take deer meat.
Sure.
So,
I understand.
It works out well.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, well, thank you, Alan.
All right, thanks, Emmett. Appreciate the call.
Say bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Roseanne in Brooklyn. Good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Hey, I am very well. How are you guys doing? You
doing well. Roxanne, were you at one of our events a couple years ago?
I was.
You went to Blazing Camo, you're the lady with the dogs, right? You're the lady with the dogs. I knew that.
Yes, I am, and I'm on my way to a hunt test right now with my retrievers.
Great. Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad to hear from you. What can we do for you?
Well, that muzzleloader contest would be a start.
I like how she put that in there. Yeah,
I know. That would be a good start. I get it. Very nice.
This morning's been everything that can go wrong has gone wrong, so stopping and talking with you two is good.
Awesome. We like to hear that.
Yeah, a little slice of heaven being right here in the studio.
Oh, yeah. It's been an interesting morning everywhere
today. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Roxanne, we hope you can we see you every now and then on email or on Facebook or something like that, but we'd love to see you get back involved in the coalition again if you have a chance.
Well, I probably can this year. There was an event that got switched from January to February for a couple of years.
Got it.
And now they're flipping it back to January.
Good.
So there's a very good possibility that I'll be back down there freezing my tuckus off.
Ah, good. Well, that first year that we did our hunters rally, it was cold, wasn't it? It was cold. So.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable. But it was a great day.
Yep. Well, Roxanne, thanks. Nice to hear from you.
All right.
Good luck to you.
And keep up the good work. You're great.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. How about that? Man, I haven't heard from her in a long time. It's been a couple of years.
That's nice when you hear from people.
She showed up. I mean, she showed up at the first rally in Annapolis, the first Blazing Camo Day. That was pretty cool. So we'll get you there this year.
You're going to take me this year?
Yeah.
This year I'll probably be able to do it.
Yeah, this year you probably will. So
my shoulders, everything's
done.
Done.
Getting better. Yep. Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx. Help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Guess what? What are we doing?
Well, a pretty good-looking forecast for the next few days for today. Enjoy it while you can. A lot of sunshine. Get out there. It's a beautiful day with high 75. Now, tonight, partly cloudy, 55. Tomorrow, more of the same. Good bit of sunshine. A few passing clouds, 75. The afternoon high. Kicking off the work week, Monday, good bit of sun. So a few clouds again passing by with a high 78. And then by Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Highs upper 70s. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, we're here, kind of. Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Kent Island at 39B. That's the exit number. Dominion Road. Look for that sign, Dominion Road. And you'll pass their big sign on the road right there, and then you get off the exit, go around the back here in the parking lot, Chesapeake Outdoors. Still having that tree stand sale if you need a tree stand. we got one for the benefit, a Summit, a nice climber. So it was a really nice stand. So, you know, you need to check that out. And, you know, there are deals throughout the store. But I'll tell you what, you can take a look at the Bandit and the Scentlock apparel, the Rambo electric bikes for getting back in the woods. They've got the Costa sunglasses now that the sun is finally shining, the Yeti bags, coolers, and tumblers. The Bubba Blade knives, a full selection. Raven crossbows, Matthews compound bows, a big clearance sale on all the Hoyt bows in stock. Firearms and ammunition for every season, muzzle loaders and accessories by CVA, our sponsor here, and Thompson Center as well. And everything you need for fishing. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, right across the bridge. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
I went fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water, and something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook fish. He hooked his feeling in me. And one Friday evening, he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day, a song come into my mind.
We had a little more time. We'd let that roll. Let's talk to Richard in Westminster. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. Haven't had a chance to get out yet. Been kind of busy, but we are just going to let you know we just bought a place down in Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Where at?
In Rogersville. It's northeast part.
Okay.
Not too far from Kingsford.
Yep. That sounds like fun.
I think it's going to be a different kind of hunting down there than I'm used to up here. You don't see a lot of crops down there, really.
Right. Mountain hunting like I grew up with up in western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, this property we got, it's a nice little house on it, 86 acres, so found to hold some deer. It's got, the guy we bought it from said he's, you know, he sees deer and turkey pretty regular.
Sure, but, good.
He didn't hunt himself, so.
Got it.
We'll see what happens. I'm still going to be here. We'll be here this year, you know, for the hunt season and all. Probably be sometime next year before we actually get down there.
I get it, sure.
But we go to settlement the end of October.
Yep, I had a contractor that worked for me, rebuilt our bathroom at the house, and did a lot of work for me there. And he had purchased a place down in Tennessee. He was selling his house in Baltimore County, bought another place up in northern Baltimore County, and was in the process of doing everything. And poor guy came down with lung cancer and lasted 2 weeks. Never did get to live on his place in Tennessee.
Oh man,
yeah, I know, rough, isn't it? So,
yeah, you hate to hear that.
Yeah, but good man. Deer hunter, hunted down in Somerset County all the time, and wow. Never got to hunt with him. So, anyway. But, you know, those things happen in this lifetime. So.
Yes, they do. We're looking forward to it. I got a lot to do at our house, you know, to clean it up.
Oh, yeah.
Get it ready and all that.
But, yep.
We've been looking for about a year, year and a half, casually.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I told the realtor we had down there, I said, if the right property comes along, you know, even though we're not ready, we'll pull the trigger on it, and.
Well, good. Good for you.
It was the right property, so we went ahead and signed up for it.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
I'll keep in touch, and we'll keep, once we do get down there and start hunting down there, I'll keep you posted on the deer activity.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yep. And you can always listen on the app anywhere in the country.
Yep.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Or Richard, thank you. See you.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, Tony, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How's it going?
Good, thank you. What's up?
I just wanted to get in the contest and thank you for the base layer that I won from you guys years
ago. Oh, man, that's been a long time ago. Yeah, a long, long time. Well, good. That's good stuff. I'm glad to hear it.
I don't know whether it keeps the sun out anymore, but I still do wear it.
Warm. Yeah, well, it still has that silver technology, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I still wear my Medalist stuff, too, even though the company's been out of business forever. So.
Really?
Yeah, I had the base layer on the other day.
This year.
What's that?
Haven't been out this year. It's just been so mucky and muddy.
Oh, it's been terrible. Yeah.
Terrible.
So. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Bye. See you. Bye-bye. Hey, Fran. How you doing, girl?
Yeah, good morning. How are you? Hi, Robin.
Good morning, Miss Fran. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm still alive.
Man, you sound all excited there this morning.
No. I'll tell you, I'm a little slow because I'm still recuperating from that hearing, okay? I feel like I've been through a war. But anyway.
You and me both, dear.
Oh, man. Anyway, so I just want to wish you two a nice trip. I know how it feels to get away from the usual routine.
Uh-huh.
I heard a cute little story this week about a man. He hunts treasures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he discovered a man, one of those hunters that does his own bullet.
Right.
And he had been taking this rock from a cave and making his bullets and shooting it, target shooting. And the guy, he's an expert, he says, "Do you know this is pure silver? You know you've been shooting pure silver?"
Wow.
So all you hunters out there, be careful what you're making your own bullets. Make sure it's nothing you shouldn't be throwing away.
Well, I think everybody needs at least one silver bullet to carry with them just in case they encounter a werewolf.
You never know.
Just in case they encounter a werewolf, that's for sure.
Okay, well, you two look out for them when you go where you're going.
All right.
Oh, we will.
Thank you, dear. Take care.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye. All right, there goes Fran. And there's the music. And Robert and Dundalk, real quick, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I'm just calling in to enter your muzzleloader contest.
You are in it, Robert. You're the last one of the day. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Have a good day and good weekend. Bye. Thank you. All right. There goes everybody. Wow. How about that? Well, hey, Robin.
What?
Thanks for your help today.
Oh, anytime.
You got it. All right.